This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 16th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. The Smiths post reconciliation goals. Marshall fires back at Maha pesticide critics, and EU wants more than the UK. Ways and Means Chair. After reconciliation, it's time for trade. For now, congressional Republicans are focused on their struggle to pass President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Budget bill. But House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith of Missouri already eyeing legislation on trade and further tax provisions. Smith told the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. yesterday that the priority would turn to opening new international markets, particularly for U.S. agriculture. Smith said, quote, "We grow rice, corn, cotton, feed-fed cattle in my district, and we need more markets. You need to eliminate those non-tariff barriers. There's a lot of trade problems that we're going to have to discuss." Smith also said he hopes to secure bipartisan legislation to enact some tax provisions that didn't make it into the reconciliation bill because of Republican opposition. Take note, Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee Chair Adrian Smith of Nebraska told AgriPulse yesterday that Congress can buttress Trump's efforts to open new markets. Smith said, quote, "I think he understands that what he's doing can only last the length of his administration. Durable trade policy," he added, quote, "will require legislative action." Maha critics don't understand pesticide use, Senate ally says. Senator Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican who leads the Senate's Make America Healthy Again caucus, says he's in communication with Casey Means, the controversial nominee to be Surgeon General, who lacks pesticide use to a long list of human health problems. "The great news is I can push back on claims like the ones she makes," Marshall tells AgriPulse newsmakers this week. "They have no idea what they're doing out there when it comes to using pesticides," he said of pesticide critics. Marshall says he also talks regularly with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. This week's newsmakers available today at AgriPulse.com. FDA commits to revamp chemical post-market review process. The FDA plans to ramp up its review process for chemicals already on the market. Speaking at the Food Safety Summit outside Chicago, Kyle DeMantis, acting Deputy Commissioner of the FDA's Human Foods Program, teased some of the department's plans on chemical safety. A new post-market review plan will include a modernized evidence-based scheme to provide reviews of chemicals already in the food supply. FDA says that will be released soon for public comment. Diamantis says the agency will also be updating and releasing a final systematic post-market review process based off of over 70,000 comments received last year. Finally, he said FDA will update the list of chemicals in the food supply prioritized for review. EU officials want a better U.S. deal than that of the U.K. European Union officials are warning that a U.S.-EU deal along the lines of the U.S.-UK pact won't be enough to stop the EU from retaliating. Benjamin Dosa, Sweden's trade minister, said ahead of a trade meeting in Brussels, "If the U.S.-UK deal is what Europe gets, then the U.S. can expect countermeasures from our side." At a press conference, Polish official Michał Barnowski stressed that any agreement needs to be fair and balanced. "We are frankly too big, too important to the U.S. to have a trade deal that is deeply unbalanced," Barnowski said. But he added both sides are making clear progress and that the EU now has a clearer understanding of what the U.S. wants. Why it matters? Well, the EU has indicated a slate of U.S. agriculture products will face new tariffs if the U.S. and EU can't come to an agreement to prevent the return of the 20% reciprocal tariff. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EPA head says agency wants to catch up on SRE petitions. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the agency wants to quickly catch up on small refinery exemption petitions for biofuel mandates. The first Trump administration granted dozens of these exemptions, which go to facilities that claim complying with the renewable fuel standard would cause them undue economic harm. These can have an impact on biofuel producers if the exemptions lower the obligated volumes across the board. There are 161 pending SRE petitions, that according to EPA. Zeldin was asked about these during an appearance before the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies. Zeldin said none of these were getting approved at all in the last administration, so we want to get caught up. We want to get caught up as quickly as we can. Take note, EPA also sent its long-awaited proposal for biofuel volume obligations under the RFS to the White House yesterday morning. A unique coalition of oil, biofuel, and farm groups has coalesced behind significantly higher RVOs, which it has recommended to the agency. Meanwhile, lawmakers asking Zeldin if the MAHA Commission would make any claims about the impacts of pesticides on health in its upcoming report. Zeldin noted that he's not the chair of the commission and could not speak to the positions of its other members. But in his personal view and in his role at EPA, he said, it's important that any regulatory decisions about pesticides be made using sound science. Zeldin continued, quote, it's important to understand as a need for farmers, for agriculture, for our food supply, it's important that we allow the science, that we use sound science in making decisions, and we understand and we carefully deliberate and are thoughtful at EPA on this front. Here's today's final words. I look forward to getting Whole Foods back in the schools, getting rid of packaged foods. That's Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas speaking on AgriPulse Newsmakers about how the Make America Healthy Again movement will shape the upcoming dietary guidelines. Then there's this, John Weber, principal at Monument Advocacy, also speaking on Newsmakers, says, quote, if there was one winner out of the tax markup, I think it was rural America and farmers. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 16th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.